U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development Deputy Secretary Maurice Jones told the panel that federal sequestration has resulted in 5% reductions in nearly all of HUD's programs, and that translates to the non-renewal of homeless assistance grants and vouchers to more than 125,000 individuals.
The average annual income of a person in public housing now is less than $13,000 a year. Those are the folks who are going to feel the impacts of sequestration the hardest.
Commission Chair Mamie Locke says although the state is already cash-strapped, it has no choice but to look for alternatives for these people.
Do you want to deal with addressing public housing needs or low-income families and their housing needs, or do you want to deal with homelessness?
Jones says HUD is already reviewing some cost-saving measures such as modernizing existing dwellings to make them more energy efficient and demolishing some buildings in severely distressed areas. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.